You're listening to the Google Ads Podcast, brought to you by Solutions 8, the Google Ads agency.
Hey everyone, Regina here with Starter PPC. Join me, we're going to look through an inbound search campaign. We're going to see if there's anywhere we can cut costs, make the campaign a little bit more efficient, get it to stop wasting money, and hopefully reallocate some of the budget to the better performing keywords. So let's begin. This is one of our clients, and they are actually a farm. It's unique, but they sell a subscription to exotic fruits. They also have exotic fruit gift boxes, and they also have a nursery. Right now, we're just going to be looking at the fruit keywords in the inbound search campaign. Since they are an e-commerce company, most of the budget is spent on the shopping network in other campaigns, but the inbound search campaigns are usually the ones that require the most manual heavy lifting to get them to become optimized and working appropriately. So right now I just have the last 30 days pulled up and I'm looking at all keywords. So keyword status all, and then I put a cost. So I only want to see the keywords that have spent at least $1 within my date range, because I just want to filter through any irrelevant data. It's not spending enough to really even matter. So you can see here that we're using exact match keywords. Fun fact, when we first started, we were using broad match, then we ended up moving to phrase match, and then we ended up moving to exact match. We didn't really know what to expect with a farm type business model, and it turns out that there are a lot of people out there that just want to look up pictures of fruit and have no intention of actually buying them. The problem with keyword campaigns is the algorithm will, it's going to waste your money. It's going to go out and it's going to see that there's a huge amount of people searching for fruit, and it's going to try to bid on all of those placements. And even if you tell it, hey, I want you to maximize conversions, you can't really trust Google to care, right? You cannot really rely on those automated bidding strategies that much, because Google has a more incentive to fill those placements for those keywords like exotic papaya fruit. That person probably has very little intention to actually buy fruit, but Google loves to fill those placements because if it can get the click, it gets to collect its commission, right? So you just have to make sure that it's not wasting money, especially if you're using those automated bidding strategies. So we ended up switching to exact match after a while of trying the broad match and then the phrase match, because we wanted to rein it in, right? Rein the algorithm in. We don't want it to bid on things that are just people looking up fruit information or fruit pictures. We want people that are like, wallet in hand, I want to buy some fruit on the internet, right? That's what we're trying to identify. And that's why we are restricting it. And we're saying, hey, exact match, this is the most strict type of keyword. We want you to go after search terms where users are searching for something that is very similar, almost synonymous to this phrase. That's what exact match means. I'm going to sort by cost, and I actually want to see more data than this because this is only $340 in the last 30 days. Again, this is not a big money spender compared to our other campaigns. The client is spending under $5,000 overall, because at Starter PPC, we manage businesses that have budgets of $5,000 or less. But even still, within that small budget of $5,000 or less, this search campaign is spending not as much as the shopping campaigns, but it's still spending money, right? So I'm just going to pull up all-time data so I can see as much as I can. I can see that overall in this campaign, $2,000 has been spent, all of it in since summer of 2023, so a few months ago. And here's some of our old broad match keywords that we paused. So I'm just going to see what we can see. So the one that's spending the most is exotic fruits delivery. Second most fresh exotic fruits is spending the second most, which is a little more than half the amount that the main keyword spent. This is very interesting. So exotic fruit delivery indicates that somebody has their wallet in their hand and they are asking for fruit to be purchased on the internet and delivered to their door. And the click-through rate on this one is 17%. And then fresh exotic fruit has some purchase intent, right? Somebody is looking for fruit that's fresh. So they're probably not just looking for images, and they're probably not just looking for information, but maybe. But because they're not saying, I want it delivered to my door, it has a slightly lower purchase intent. And so you can see that the click-through rate here is only 5%. 416 clicks on this one, 400 clicks on this one. So we have plenty of data to get a good average on that click-through rate. And this is what happens, you guys. People search for something, the sponsored search results are at the top, the organic is at the bottom. Someone who has an intent to buy is more willing to click on an ad. They're going to be fine with dealing with those sponsored search results. And someone who is not interested in buying, they're looking up fresh exotic fruit for some other reason, those are going to be more likely to skip over the sponsored section and go right over to the organic search results because they're looking for articles, or maybe they're even going to click over to the images and look for images. Let's just to see what is the conversion rate on these. Conversion rate. So we have a slightly higher conversion rate even on the exotic fruits delivery one. So 0.72% on exotic fruits delivery, and fresh exotic fruits is 0.5%. Now, if you guys are going, oh my gosh, these conversion rates are very low, just keep in mind that this is not the only ad that most people interact with, right? So probably what's happening is the conversions, if there's two ad interactions, one from the search campaign, one from the shopping campaign, the algorithm is attributing most of that conversion to the shopping campaign and only a small amount to the search campaign. Data is not really relevant in judging the business model as a whole or using that conversion rate as a benchmark for this business. We would have to go to the all campaigns view and look at the account holistically to try to determine that. And actually, even better is to look at the actual conversion rates of the website from Google Analytics, so that you're not relying on Google's attribution and their ability to track users. But we can at least compare two keywords to each other, right? 0.72 up here, 0.5. The click-through rate is insane. And so that's going to result in a ROAS. Oh, okay. This is interesting. So the ROAS on exotic fruits delivery is actually lower than the ROAS, return on ad spend, for fresh exotic fruits, even though these two numbers are different. So what could be the difference? Okay, cost per click is higher on this one and lower on that one. That makes sense, right? This is going to be higher purchase intent, so it's going to be higher competition. How much data are we dealing with here? Okay, so we're dealing only with three conversions here and two conversions here that have been attributed to those keywords and to this campaign. So we don't have a lot of data to work with. I think what we should do is dig into this a little bit further. Fresh fruit delivery, exotic fruit box, passion fruit delivery, dragon fruit delivery, buy passion fruit tree. We can dig into all of this. If I sort by conversion value divided by cost, fresh fruit online delivery has one conversion at a very high ROAS. Passion fruit delivery has two conversions at a pretty high ROAS. So we would like to spend more money on this one. It's only spent $86. Because it's more specific, passion fruit delivery. Someone definitely wants to buy that. Okay, I think what we should do is keep all this in mind, head over to the search terms and see what we can see. This type of keyword research is very messy, you guys. I have to sometimes, you feel like you're going in circles, you're going back and forth between keywords, you're going back and forth between search terms, you're pulling up all data, you're pulling up last 3 months, you're pulling up different columns, you're sorting, you're unsorting. And so it's messy. And there's no right or wrong way to do it, but I'm going to show you how I think through it. So let's see what we can see here. Okay, so I'm going to sort by cost. So the search terms, this is what the user is actually searching for, right? And it matches up with a keyword. So we told it to go after fresh exotic fruits, and the algorithm bid on exotic fruits. And this is the search term that has spent the most amount of money. Wow, by far. The next closest one has spent $97 instead of $119, and yet it's received zero conversions that have been attributed. 162 clicks and not a single conversion. So this is a prime example of the algorithm seeing tons of people looking for exotic fruit, deciding it matches up with our keyword, even though we've chosen exact match, right? It's just ignoring the word fresh. And fresh, in my opinion, is the only part of that keyword that indicates purchase intent. Because if someone's searching for exotic fruit, they probably just want to read about or see pictures of exotic fruit. If they're searching for fresh exotic fruit, that means they're actually looking for fruit that's fresh, right? So they're probably looking to buy, or at least they're much more likely to be looking to buy. And yet, because the amount of people searching for exotic fruit is so vast compared to fresh exotic fruit, the algorithm just takes liberties. It goes, I know they want the exact match, but it's close enough. Especially considering how big this market is. I swear, that is how the algorithm thinks. Because it's close enough, especially considering how big our opportunity is over here. how big the market size. It's continuing to waste money here without a single conversion, even though we're using an automated bidding strategy. Okay, exotic fruit box, second most spend. It has 1.52 conversions attributed to it. The cost per click is higher, which makes sense because someone looking for a box is a much higher purchase intent. And this is 1.53 ROAS. Hi there. Quick interruption. Do you know the main thing that prevents small business owners from getting their Google Ads account into a position to grow and scale? Budget. A lot of businesses, especially those that are just starting out, have limited budgets. And so because of this, they're turned away by most ad agencies because most ad agencies have minimum budget thresholds that they're willing to work with. So what happens is the business owners end up learning Google Ads themselves. And the problem with that is that most of the advice online is geared towards larger accounts. And the advice doesn't have any of those strategies or tricks that can kickstart the algorithm into giving a small account a leg up over larger competitors. So it often just doesn't work and the business just ends up losing money month over month. If this sounds familiar, Starter PPC can help. We offer Google Ads management services that are designed for accounts that have between $1,000 and $5,000 budgets. And because all of our clients are just starting out, we've come up with ways to keep our management fees significantly lower than most agencies. Because we know that every dollar saved on management fees just goes towards the ad budget, which is going to help the algorithm gather speed and power. So if you're serious about growing your business and you'd like a team of Google Ads experts to help you without breaking the bank, check us out at starterppc.com. Okay, back to the video.
Okay, so we're looking at two conversions. At least it's not one. Double the data. Woo! 153 is not bad for ROAS. What we're seeing in this account is that if we're getting a ROAS around 180, that's a MER of, I think that's a MER of 400. ROAS being 152 is really not bad because that's going to equate a really high MER. And this company gets a lot of returning customers because they have a subscription box so that ROAS really doesn't have to be that high in order for the business to be profitable. It's a good business model. Y'all should start a farm. Okay, so here again, exotic fruit. Oh my goodness, another $90 towards the same keyword as the top one. Only this one's plural and this one's not. So we have to add both of these together, an extra 98 clicks to the wasted spend. Oh, and here we have one conversion at 167%. Which sounds great until you factor in the fact that this top keyword is the exact same keyword. And that brings that ROAS way down. Yeah, I'm very skeptical about this. I think that what we need to do is dig into this keyword, fresh exotic fruit. So I'm going to add a filter and say keyword text contains, or I guess let's do equals fresh exotic fruits. We'll just look at this data. Okay. All right, so overall, this keyword has spent $295 that we can see, right? Google doesn't share with us all search term data, which is very frustrating. And out of that almost $300, we have one conversion at a ROAS, conversion value divided by cost, of 0.51. Again, I'm looking at all-time data here. There's 32 versions of the same search term. Rare, exotic fruit. It's just completely ignoring the word fresh. And at the bottom, you can compare the cost per click. It's actually getting a ROAS that's exactly the same as the total campaign ROAS. So I was expecting it to drag the total campaign down, but it's actually not dragging the total campaign down. So I'm not sure whether we should pause this or not. My suspicions are if the other keywords can spend more, they will be able to optimize. And since they have a higher purchase intent, we could probably make a higher ROAS on them over time. Let's look at some different date ranges just to double check. Whenever you're deep diving like this, it's always best to look at a few date ranges. I always do all time, most recent 3 months, that type of thing. Again, total campaign, 0.51, 12 conversions in total that we can see. So now that I've removed the filter for cost is greater than $1, I can see that there is a little bit more wasted spend. So this is the real ROAS for this one is 0.49, whereas the campaign is 0.51. So it is indicating that it's dragging the average down. And if we stop going after it, there's a chance that the average will drag upwards if the other campaigns are getting a slightly higher ROAS. I think this is my biggest indicator, what I'm usually looking for. Is it dragging the overall ROAS down? If so, let's try turning it off for 2 weeks and see how it does. Let me show you an interesting column that I think will help in your keyword research is this click share column. So when you're considering whether you want to pause a keyword, the question is, can all the other keywords do better? And part of that question is, how much of the total volume for that keyword, the total search volume, is currently being taken up? Can you easily shove more money into the other search terms, the other keywords, and or are you maxing out all those other keywords and it's going to start getting expensive to use them? So the ClickShare column shows you, ClickShare is the clicks you received on the search network divided by the estimated maximum number of clicks that you could have received for that keyword. How often your product is clicked depends on your ad's targeting settings, budget, approval statuses, bids, and the quality of your product data. So the fresh exotic fruits has a vast market. So we're going after less than 10%. That's as low as it'll show you of the total market for that one. Whereas passion fruit delivery, we're already going after 12%, but that's still pretty low. If it was more like 80%, I would be hesitant. I would be like, I don't know if we can shove more money into that because we're already at 80% of the total amount of searchers every month. And it's just going to start getting really expensive to get that remaining 20%. Exotic fruit box, based on this ClickShare, huge market and a lower purchase intent, especially considering Google is just ignoring the word fresh. And see if the budget for this campaign can, the keyword that's spending the second most amount of money, reallocate all this budget essentially to all the other keywords and see if it's going to make the ROAS trend upward over time, which I suspect it will since we just determined that the ROAS for this keyword is slightly lower than the average for the campaign. So that's my conclusion here. I think we can try pausing that keyword. I love the word delivery. I'm not sure how I feel about the word box. It does indicate someone's looking for a product though, so I'll leave it for now, but it's not very specific. If someone's looking for a specific type of fruit, that's going to be always going to be a higher conversion rate, but it's also going to be probably more expensive. So we'll have to see how it does after pausing this keyword. I want to do just one thing at a time. So we'll do this for a week or two, see if the ROAS starts trending upward in this campaign, and then we'll do this again. So, all right. Thank you for watching. I hope that this was informative. I know sometimes managing keywords can be a little bit anxiety producing because you have to take some risks, especially when you have limited data. You have to think logically about whether the keyword has purchase intent or how the algorithm is thinking about this keyword based on the market size, or like we just discovered how the algorithm is just ignoring parts of the keyword that are the most important part, like the word fresh, because oftentimes the data isn't super conclusive. And so you have to take some chances. But I think that with the data we found, we are using some education-backed guesswork here, and I'm going to pause it and we'll see how it does. Okay, thanks for watching.
Thanks for listening to the Google Ads Podcast. For more ways to grow your business with Google Ads, you can subscribe to the Solutions 8 YouTube channel. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend. And if you'd like to work with the best Google Ads agency in the world, you can visit Solutions8 at sol8.com.
Kostom here. If you're running Google Ads, even if your campaigns are successful, my years of experience have taught me that there are almost always enormous improvement opportunities. Now, what if the best Google Ads agency in the world was willing to review your Google Ads campaigns for free and provide you with a comprehensive action plan, no cost or obligation? Notice, I didn't say audit or evaluation. I said action plan, a bullet point by bullet point breakdown of exactly what needs to be done to improve your Google Ads campaigns. Yours to keep, no cost or obligation. Head over to sol8.com to get a free Google Ads action plan customized for your business. No strings attached. That's sol8.com, sol8.com.